Let me get into something else, which I'm surprised you did not have in news. You failed me again today, but that's okay.
Got to leave some stuff for you to talk about.
I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
The big thing today, as far as sports news, is not just that the Buccaneers won yesterday. People kind of thought they would beat Chicago, even though I know I didn't pick them. But it was Mike Evans, the star player. It is really a Jameis Winston, Mike Evans, Buccaneers team. And Mike Evans decided to take a knee yesterday during the national anthem. And he said it was not for Black Lives Matter. It was not to follow in Colin Kaepernick's footsteps. It was because he was protesting the Donald Trump presidency, which is absolutely absurd because you have not experienced the Donald Trump presidency yet. And why he would choose to disrespect the soldiers and the people that died on the weekend of Veterans Weekend, where all of the, it is such a major time to say thank you to the folks who have made sacrifices for our freedom, including leaving their families, going over and facing death every day, just to be, just to give up their own personal freedoms to go over there and make sure that people like me, lazy people, are free. Veterans Day is so important that all of the sports had made it a part of what they did. I went to the Lightning game last week, and the Lightning had folks, Marines, rappelling down from the rafters. They swore in a new class of Marines. They saluted as they do during most games. One thing about the Lightning, they don't just save it for the fancy days. They do it all the time. They do the in-game standing salute. They have Sonya Bryson out there doing the national anthem. They always have a military color guard out there. They certainly showed their respect. They had a guy who had served in all branches of the military, escorted by a four-star general out there at the game. It really was a nice tribute to the veterans. Then at the Buccaneers game, they did something very similar, and they also dressed the cheerleaders in what I thought was their hottest outfit ever, those little half-military jackets. And they also swore in a new military class, and they had a flyover yesterday, and they did a nice tribute, except selfish Mike Evans decided to take a knee during the national anthem because he doesn't like Donald Trump as a president. And I have to say, I think that is, not only is it disrespectful, but it is selfish, and I have to wonder if he is doing this only to draw attention to himself the way Colin Kaepernick did. Maybe he feels like, hey, I'm the best guy here on this team, the best player, and I'm not getting any attention. Maybe I need to do something that is getting people to say my name. And that's kind of what I think this is, because who the hell are you, Mike Evans, to go out and disrespect those veterans by taking a knee during the national anthem? And then I put it on our Facebook page last night when I saw it. I would like Mike Evans to come on the show because I have questions for him. I want to know what he was so against with Trump. I want to know what he thinks he knows that he wants to enlighten the rest of us on, or is he just jumping on a bandwagon? And more importantly, I'd like to know if he voted, and if he voted, who he voted for. Because I went through his timeline on Twitter, and I just retweeted it. When he was asked by a fan who he was going to vote for, he responded that he did not vote because he does not do politics.
Wow.
And I tweeted that out. So you cannot complain if you did not vote, especially in an election that was as tight as this one was, Mike Evans. You cannot complain. Now you are just being a selfish celebrity by doing that. And I don't know. Can we find out if Mike Evans has any endorsements? Because he should be dropped by anybody who endorses him. I mean, outside of the Nikes or Reeboks or whoever does the NFL stuff, anybody that he does locally, if he does any car dealerships, if he does any appearances anywhere, he should be immediately dropped. And they should go ahead and they should let him know that he has absolutely done the wrong thing. You know, Rob, you got something over there?
It doesn't say who his sponsors are, just how much he's made from sponsors over the past couple
years. Oh, I'd like to hear that.
His net worth is $1,287,500.
Close to my net worth, to be honest with you. It doesn't make him fancy.
It says his yearly salary is $515,000 a year.
And no, that can't be right.
That's
old.
That's,
yeah.
It's got to be.
It says, no, is this is the one from Galveston, Texas.
There's no way he's only making $500,000 a year.
That's what I'm telling you it's saying.
What year?
You're looking at the wrong Mike Evans.
2015, right? Is that the year?
He signed a contract for 4 years.
He is from Galveston, Texas, but there's no way he only makes $500,000 a year.
He signed a four-year contract for a maximum of $14,361,502. His overall base salary is $2,222,000 a year.
Yeah.
His bonus, his sponsorship and endorsement money is about $64,375.
Yeah, that's not much. That's probably just what he gets for wearing the uniforms and stuff. I would imagine that if he had an opportunity to do anything locally, they would drop him. There's no way a business would want to be associated with him at this point. I would like to call him. Surprisingly, don't have a number for Mike Evans. I could pretty much get a hold of anybody in this town, but I don't have Mike Evans' number. If somebody wants to DM that to me or send it to you through email, you bet your sweet ass I'll call him next here on the show. I would try to get a hold of him, but none of my connections seem to be... I don't know who he hangs out with, Mike Evans. I know he's a Harry Potter fan.
Hashtag the crew on Twitter. That's what he has.
Who is his crew?
I don't know. It just says hashtag duh.
Duh crew.
That's who he hangs.
Oh, I got
it's
you.
It's a circle.
Okay. Maybe I'm wrong. I'll take your phone call. 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025. Steve, go ahead. You're on the Mike Calta Show.
Yeah, hey, I wanted to point out, you know, I don't care what people do. They want to protest. That's fine. But let's not forget, Mike Evans didn't take a knee during that. He sat on the bench, and he had his arms folded out like he was just pouting on the side of the bench. So, to me, that was the ultimate disrespect.
I'm going to tell you, I didn't see it. I didn't notice it until after... Yeah. After the game, they wrote an article about it on Fox Sports, and that's where I saw it, and I was surprised that Moore wasn't made of it locally. So he didn't actually take a knee?
No, he was literally the only guy on the bench. That's why he stood out like a sore thumb. Everybody was on the sideline. You know, all the coaches, the techs, the intel, whoever they are, they're all on the sideline. He's way back, 15 yards back behind the sideline, sitting on the white bench all by himself with his hands spread out, you know, like they're on the back of the seat. And it just he just looked very angry.
I would like to get him on the air, and I would like to find out. I want to know who he voted for. I want to know what his research was into the candidates and why he made his final decision on why he hates Donald Trump so much. And then I will find out. I'm really curious to see, because he tweeted out that he doesn't vote, and he said, and I quote, "I don't do politics." So I'd like to know where he changed his mind on that. Thank you, sir. Mike Calta Show, good morning.
Hey, Mark. Mike, how you doing? Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Can I jump in on the conversation?
Yeah, please do.
Am I live right now?
Yes, you're talking to me. What do you think? I'm just having a... I want to be your friend, and I'm having a conversation with you off the air?
Hi, Mark. I honestly think one of his teammates should have picked his ass up off the bench and stood him up. That's disrespectful. I have a fiance that was in the military, and I think that's extremely disrespectful of any football player to do that on Veterans Day. That's a day that we respect everybody that served this country. And
well, I have to tell you, and I think your fiance will tell you the same, it is terrible if you do it any day, but certainly doing it on Veterans Weekend is a little extra insulting to the veterans. And keep in mind, I mean, you're out there celebrating the sacrifice that these guys made, and girls, I say that collectively, to go out there and fight for us and fight for our freedom. I appreciate your call. I believe, according to people who are calling, Mike Evans may have, I don't know if he still does, done an endorsement for Bill Curry Ford. And I can't see, because Bill Curry Ford is invested in the Buccaneers. I know they do stuff, I believe, with Jameis. I can't see them backing a guy like like Mike Evans, because Bill Curry Ford is doing their Jameis Jamboree on December 6th, where they do it at One Buck Place, where they looks like they get a bunch of toys and stuff for kids. I don't see any evidence of Mike Evans, though. I do see a lot of Jameis stuff, but not a lot of Mike Evans. Let me go to Jason. Jason, you're on the Mike Calta Show. Good morning. Jason. Hey. Yes, sir.
This isn't Jason.
I'm sorry. What is your name? Our phone screener is new today. What do you got, sir?
Sorry. Hey, I wasn't really calling about the Mike Evans thing. I was calling to ask you for WrestleMania tickets for a terminal.
Oh, no. Mike Calta Show, hello. Lisa?
Yeah, hi. Good morning.
How are you?
Okay, good morning. Good to hear you. First time that I talk to your show. I love it. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, and also, I mean, I would like to make a comment. I agree with you. Try to get a hold of that guy. But, I mean, what's the coaches? What's the owner? I mean, what's the team that's so... I never watched any Buck game because, I mean, but yesterday I have a family over, so I watch it, and I didn't like it. And that is true. It's so disrespectful. And don't start with the thing over again. He's the president elected. We have to deal with that, and let's see what happens. But, yes, it was so disrespectful.
Can I ask you a question? Who did you vote for?
Oh, Do I have to say that?
No, but okay, how about this? Did you vote?
Oh, yes, I did. I put my vote up there. Yes,
that's all that matters. Yes, that's all that matters. And yes, if your candidate won or did not win, you must then embrace the candidate who won and at least give them an opportunity to get in there. But either way,
you have to deal with that.
Either way, Punkin, you can't disrespect the veterans and the people who have given up their lives for this country because of that.
I'm totally agree with you and try to get a hold of him, because then they're going to start the same thing again. And this one, this thing, and we're going to back to the same thing. We got to stop. We need to stop. And that's it.
I love your accent.
Thank you.
Where are you from?
Cuba. Oh, you know what it's like. You know what it's like to live under a dictator.
I know. And I know. So we need to stop. Thank you, Mike. Love you guys. You got a great team.
Thank you, mi amor.
I feel like that was a very smart preemptive call from an immigrant to this country. No, absolutely. I'm all behind him. Please.
Let me go to Alan. Alan, good morning.
Yeah. So I think Mike Evans is suffering from Trump acceptance resistance disorder. The acronym is TARD. It's actually a thing, and you should look it up.
All right, I will Google it. Thank you, sir. I am on the Bill Curry Facebook page, and if you look in the comment sections, it is all, do you guys support Mike Evans? What is your response to Mike Evans? I have to tell you, I have known the Curry folks for a long time. Jennifer Curry is a lovely lady. And the folks at Bill Curry have been in this area for as long as I have lived here. And they are not just people who sell cars, but they are people who are definitely doing stuff for the community. I can't see them. I can't see them standing by a guy like that. Miguel, good morning.
Miguel, how's it going? It's Miguel, Mike Oliver.
Hi, Miguel. How are you, sir?
Good. Number one, do I support what Mike Oliver did? Or no, I support the right to be able to do something like that, but also support the consequence to that.
Right. I don't think they should arrest him. I don't think he should be, he definitely has the right to do it. But if you're going to do that, you need to realize what it encompasses. Look, I'm also going to tell you that if Mike Evans comes out tomorrow and he says, listen, I got emotional and I'm sorry, and I think I chose the wrong protest at the wrong time, I'm not going to be like, kick him off the team. All right. People make mistakes. Yep. This is definitely a highly emotional time.
I certainly agree with you. And if I did, I voted. And I voted for Trump. I support the veterans. I support the right and the sacrifice that people have made for that guy to do what he does. But I also support the fact that as a business owner, I would have reason for my endorsement.
No.
No.
No. And as a fan of the team, I'll never support him. I'll never buy an Evans jersey. And he's a great player. He's a great player, but he's dividing that right now, that relationship between fan and player. I can't get behind a jerk off like that.
I kind of totally agree with you, but he has the right to do that, and I thank the veterans for giving them that right.
Keep in mind also, and thank you for your call, I'm a guy who was dead set against Colin Kaepernick, and then kind of later on was like, all right, I'm softening up to it a little bit. I still think it's disrespectful, and you chose the wrong time to do it, but it did draw national attention to him, and it did put a spotlight on it. It did kind of unify him with other black players in the league where they were rallying behind something. It got the attention, and that's what it was designed for. So I'm all for a protest. I just think you got to do it. You got to realize who you're disrespecting at the same time. The veterans aren't the folks who should have to suffer from that.
It's a bad weekend to start it. Like,
yeah.
Like I mentioned before, I'm very left. I'm a very liberal guy, and I think that players protesting at that point is there's nothing wrong with it. I think it's great. I also like the point the guy just made where you got to deal with the consequences after the fact.
Right.
But if you've never done it prior to this weekend, that becomes a very sketchy time to do it. And then on top of it, if he tweeted that he doesn't do politics and that he didn't even bother voting.
Let me read the quote real quick.
That is such a massive disconnect for me that I can't even get my brain around it.
Oh, I gotta find it again.
Like, I was very disappointed to find out that Kaepernick didn't vote either. It's like, you have these moments in time. And this election was so close.
Right.
People love saying all the time that your vote doesn't matter. But this is another example of how much it truly does matter.
Absolutely. Oh, man, there were a bunch of people out there who were tweeting the difference in election and the numbers, the difference between the numbers. And they were saying, hey, look, this is where your vote went. If you didn't vote, then you absolutely voted for the person who won.
Absolutely.
Hold on. I want to read this exact quote. When asked who he was voting for, this was Mike Evans' response. I don't do politics. And that was a guy named Jason Huckabee, Jason Huckabee, at Jason Huckabee in Tampa, I assume, tweeted at Mike Evans and asked him who he was voting for, and he wrote back, "I don't do politics." So I'm assuming that he definitely did not vote if he does not do politics. Stephanie, good morning.
Hi. I just want to offer an opposing viewpoint on this whole Mike Evans thing, and hear me out. I don't think he was disrespecting the truth, because from what we've seen, Donald Trump is someone who seems like he wants to oppress certain people of the United States. And the veterans, they fought for freedom, and they fought for the freedom of expression, for people to be who they are. And for him to protest Donald Trump, especially on Veterans Day, and actually it's not disrespectful to the veterans.
Oh, of course it is.
Because he's the one who's actually trying to go against what these people have fought for that freedom, for the people to be free and to do what they want and be who they are. Look, in this country,
no one is questioning his right to do it. No one is saying he shouldn't be allowed to do it.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that Donald Trump is someone who's seen to want to oppress people, but the veterans.
Who is Donald Trump trying to oppress?
No, it's just with the language and.
You can't say something like that. You can't. Who is he trying to oppress, and who is he slandered? You're making broad generalizations now.
He didn't slander Mexicans.
In what way did he slander Mexicans?
He called them racist.
No, he did not. Are you that ignorant that that's what you got? What he said is that when illegals come over here, they are not sending the best people over here. They are easily letting rapists and criminals, they are shooing them out of their country so that they can come over here. He didn't say all Mexicans were rapists, all Mexicans were criminals. He has gone on record several times as saying we have a lot of immigrants illegal immigrants who live here who are beautiful, wonderful people, but it is the criminals, the folks. He just said it last night again on 60 Minutes. I can't talk to you anymore. You shouldn't even be able to listen to the show. If you are somebody that thinks that he called all Mexicans rapists and criminals, you're a moron. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry to call that lady a moron, but she absolutely, especially at this point, in the beginning, you can go away with just reading headlines from the news. But at this point, if you think that that's what he said, you're a moron.
Can I read you the actual quote? I have the exact
quote.
Please.
This is a moron.
This is from June 16th, yes, of 2015, where he said, When do we beat Mexico at the border? They're laughing at us, at our stupidity, and now they're beating us economically. When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're not sending you. They're sending people who have lots of problems, and they're bringing those problems with us. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people. But I speak to border guarders, and they tell me what they're getting, and it only makes common sense. It only makes common sense. They're sending us not the right people.
Now, when Fidel Castro sent people over here before he said, "Hey, no more back and forth action," before he shut it down, who did he send over here? You think he went over there and said, "All you beautiful Cubans who want to leave Cuba and go live in America, take out." He emptied the jails.
Yeah.
He filled up the boats with the folks that are the worst criminals, the scum of the earth of Cuba, and he put them on a boat and he sent them over here. And they're like, "You want freedom? Go get it. Go get it in America." And what he is saying is that the Mexican government would happily let all the rapists, all the criminals, anybody who wants to escape and go live in America, go. Take a hike. How that doesn't make sense to you and how that turned into all Mexicans who come over here are rapists and criminals is ridiculous to me. Paul, good morning.
Good morning. Great show, Mike.
Thank you, sir.
That lady was crazy. She's saying that he has a right to do it, but you don't do it when they're there to honor the military.
Yeah.
Plus, oh, man, I'm getting nervous. I'm sorry.
Don't be nervous. I'll rub your shoulders. You'll be okay. You blew it, sir. You absolutely blew it. I'm sorry. Next time, try again. Regroup and call back. Joseph, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Hi, Joseph.
I'm so glad you called that lady a moron.
I feel bad now. I'm being honest with you. I feel bad I called her. I didn't mean it personally. I just meant it, you know, that moron.
She's just ignorant. She's not getting facts. That's the problem. People just, they don't do their research. They're not looking into what the man actually said. They're just taking tidbits. What the leftist media is just throwing out there to make the man look bad. I don't care who the man is. I didn't approve of Barack Obama, but President Obama. But you have to respect the position. You don't have to respect the man, but you do have to respect the position, and you do have to also respect other people's views.
It's not disrespecting the position to protest. Donald Trump called for protests 4 years ago.
I agree with you there.
So it's it's Donald Trump's job to divide to unite the country. He's the leader. There's nothing wrong with going out and protesting. I agree that this weekend that Mike Evans did that was probably a poor choice, but there's no greater way to honor our veterans by exercising the rights that were guaranteed.
And at the same time, like I said a couple of times, I'm not saying that they should have been there and let him off in handcuffs and said, how dare you do this? You absolutely have the right to do it.
I agree with you. I think, like, if you're going to be political, you have to be political. Like, the quote that you had from Mike Evans on Twitter, I don't know if he meant, like, I don't talk about politics on social media. But even if that's what he meant, you won't talk about politics on social media, but you'll make a political statement on the sideline of an NFL game? That seems...
It also seems self-serving to me.
Yes.
It seems like it wanted some attention, and that's why it did it. I'm telling you, it like he's a creature. Glenn, good morning.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Glenn.
Hey, I just wanted to comment that Miller's probably a little smarter on this stuff than me, but didn't Donald Trump say about our veterans that he believes he prefers his heroes to not be captured?
He didn't say that about veterans. He said that specifically about John McCain.
Right.
Denigrated McCain's service.
John McCain's not a
No, he is. I'm agreeing with you. I'm just saying that he didn't say it about all veterans. He denigrated John McCain's service and mocked it because he got caught and said that he's not a hero because he got captured. Now, I think that was a glib statement he was making.
I think he was trying to be funny, and he apologized to McCain after that.
He said he's not a war hero. He was a war hero because he was captured. I like people who weren't captured.
That being said, if you're running for president, I think that there are... I agree. I think it's disrespectful to say. I think that as a presidential candidate, there's a time to be glib and there's not a time to be glib, and I think that's a subject that shouldn't be joked about, but... It was a joke. I don't think that he was serious.
He wasn't. It was a mistake. And the same way I'm saying about Mike Evans, if Mike Evans is to wake up today and say, you see all this backlash and go, yeah, I didn't make the best decision. It's a highly emotional time, and I said the wrong thing. I did the wrong thing, and I'm not trying to... I picked the wrong weekend to do it, and no, I didn't vote, and I'm kicking myself in the ass. I'm forgiven. People make mistakes, but he's carrying on with it.
And he's got such a great platform. He has so much exposure. He should have been campaigning for Hillary if that's what he wanted. If he was so scared
of
Trump.
Or somebody else.
Yeah.
He could have done whatever he wanted to do.
And I'm not saying if you don't campaign for somebody, you have no right to protest after the fact. But if you want to make real effective change,
yes.
He had a great opportunity to do so.
Tony, good morning.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Good, Tony. What do you got?
Hey, I spent 9 years in the military, and... when every person joins the military, they raise their hand and they swear to defend the Constitution of the United States. And that gives us the freedom of speech, which you have, and the freedom of expression. He chose to express himself. I don't agree with him, and he may suffer consequences, but every one of us has that right. Muhammad Ali chose to express himself by not going to war.
Sure.
And he lost his title, and now he's revered as one of the greatest leaders of...
is like Miller just pointed out, is that Muhammad Ali didn't just decide one day to wake up and say, today I'm going to protest the Vietnam War. He went out there and he made speeches. He visited people. He talked on subjects, and he was somebody who became a part of that whole movement. He wasn't somebody who just decided to pop in when it was cool.
Yeah, but absolutely. But I'm not saying I agree with the guy or how he did it.
Yeah, no. But what you're saying is he has the right to do it.
Yeah, and same thing with burning the flag. While I do not agree with it, that is part of the Constitution.
Yeah.
When in the event of civil discourse, now I may reserve the right to punch the guy in the mouth for burning the flag.
Yeah.
But
I know. Listen to me. Right. I'm lazy, and I don't ever want to go fight in a war. Right. I said that a million times. I would. I'll grab a gun, a bat, a pitchfork, whatever I have to do, and go out there and fight. But I'm so glad I don't have to. And the only reason I don't have to is because of brave people like that guy and my father and your father and whoever else went out there. And mother, I'm sorry, ladies, I'm not leaving you out. I'm just literally talking about my father who went out there and served our country and continue to do so. And I'm so thankful for that. I'm also very proud that I took my son and one of his friends and my nephew and my godson to a hockey game the other day. And when the national anthem came on, I didn't have to tell them. The four of them stood up. They got quiet. My son took his hat off his big, dumb blue hair, and he put it over his heart. And they sat there, and they listened to the national anthem, and they put their hat on when it was over, and they applauded. And when the veterans came out to drop the puck, they stood up again. And when there was a standing salute, and I don't have to tell a 10-year-old to do that because he understands the respect that the flag and the national anthem command as a free citizen in this country, and he does not, as a 10-year-old, disrespect that. And Mike Evans, as a celebrity, an NFL player, and an American citizen, shouldn't do that either. And again, we know he has the right to. It's just a horrendous. It's horrendous. And I would not, like Ali, who wasn't able to box and lost his title and lost a lot of fans, Mike Evans is going to have to go through the same thing unless he comes out with an apology. I believe I have a connection with this phone number now. I would like him to come out and speak his mind and certainly give him the opportunity to apologize. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is before talking to him. I'm not threatening him. I'm not saying, come on my show and apologize or you're in trouble. What I'm saying is I believe a man acts on their emotions and they do dumb things. I would say three times a week I say something on this show and go, ooh, what did I say? I still feel bad about calling that woman a moron before because I don't even know her and she's probably intelligent. I just got mad at what she said. So there are times where you're going to say things that you don't necessarily mean. And you want to have the opportunity to apologize for it. So I'll give Mike Evans that opportunity after the top of the hour.
We also have, go ahead.
I was going to say, or if he doesn't want to apologize, it's a chance to state his case.
Yeah.
To explain why he made it. Like, he doesn't need to come on.
No. Yeah.
But this gives him a chance on a huge radio show to explain where he's coming from.
All I'm saying is I'll approach it with an open mind if he chooses to. Or if he can come on the air and he could say, no, I certainly don't want to apologize. And let me tell you why. I'm open to hear his argument. I absolutely am.
You know, the more I look at you, the more you start talking about Muhammad Ali, the more you start talking about somebody that has the courage of their convictions.
The more I look at you, the more you look like that Hawaiian cartoon that The Rock is playing.
Moana.
Yeah. What is it?
Moana.
That's your new name, Miloana.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.